we need to know the villain in your story. The fact that you have a villain, that you have an enemy, that there is a devil, has implications for every aspect of your life. Before we can beat him, we have to know who he is, and we have to rightfully understand his tactics. The villain whispers lies to you constantly. So when you're like, oh, I just feel like a failure, or that God's not good, or you're stuck in doubt, or why am I not succeeding? Why don't I have what they have? We're often being manipulated by the villain. If we're gonna combat the villain, we have to remember of the battle that Christ fought on our behalf. Jesus saved us from our sins by his finished work on the cross. We are at war, that we sit in a spiritual battle right now, but in that war, we have peace. What I want you to know is that you have everything you need in Jesus Christ to overcome the villain.
Two weeks ago, we sent out a team from Focus Church to go across the globe to this country called Thailand and actually get to see what God's doing in Thailand and be part of building God's kingdom. We have a highlight video to show you exactly what we did in Thailand. Go ahead and check this out. today. We're excited to give you a glimpse into what God is doing in Thailand. So without further ado, I want to invite the Thailand Mission Team to come on up. Let's give it up for them as they make their way to the stage. We are part of the team. The team actually had 13 people, but we want you to get to know the people that are here with us today as part of the Thailand Mission Team. So we're just going to start out. We're going to introduce ourselves, say your name, and how long have you been attending Focus Church?
I'm Noah, and I've been attending Focus Church close to 5 years now.
I'm Emma, and I've been here for 13 years.
I'm Caleb, and 7 months.
I'm Wyatt. I've been here for 2 years.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth, and I've been at Focus for about a year and a half.
And I'm Jason, 1 year.
And I'm Randon. I've been here for 7 years, but I've been on staff at the church for 3 years. And this is just part of our team that went to Thailand. We actually got together months ago to first meet up. We had a lot of meetings leading up to going to Thailand. But first, we wanted to share, I want one of you guys to share, why did you make the decision to go on this trip, this missions trip to Thailand?
Well, so a month or a couple months prior to our first meeting or the mission trip being mentioned at church, my parents went to a coordinator meeting here with the church staff, and that's where it was first mentioned, and both my parents looked at each other and they thought of my name. So I think that was God's first step of telling me that that's where I was supposed to go. And then when it was brought up in church, I saw a Bible verse on my phone, and it referred to going out and sharing the name of Jesus. And then also that same day, I had Pastor Shalee tell me that she thinks that I would be a great addition to this mission team and this mission trip. So I think it was pretty clear that I was supposed to go.
So God really spoke to you. It's like, hey, you need to go on this trip, and spoke through the spiritual authorities in your life. That's really cool. Anyone else have a story of why you went on this trip to Thailand?
Yeah, so for me, the team that went to Thailand last year is why I'm now at Focus Church. There was a group outing over at the church, or the school across the street, and me and Elizabeth actually strike up a conversation because she was talking about Thailand. And when the opportunity arose, of course, I jumped on that.
So you started coming to Focus Church because there was a team that went to Thailand a year ago, and Elizabeth, you were part of that team. That's awesome. And just to give you guys some background on Focus Church going to Thailand, my parents first went to Thailand more than a year ago, almost 2 years now, where they got to meet our missionaries of Thailand, Brandon and Rachel Powell, and see what they were doing there. And while they're there, they met this guy named Pastor Tony. And Pastor Tony, he's from Thailand, he lives in Thailand, and he actually heard from God of that he should start a next-gen center. And he started a next-gen center where teens started to learn English. He taught English and started this English camp. And then God also spoke to him to start Full Heart Church. And so he has this next gen center. He started this church, and you'll hear more about Pastor Tony as we're talking a lot today. But the church that's there, the reason why our church went to Thailand in the first place is Pastor Tony invited Focus Church to say, hey, we have this English camp happening in 6 months. Will you send a team, somehow get them here in 6 months to come to Thailand and be part of the English camp where you get to help teach kids in Thailand English? And they like hearing from native speakers. And so Focus Church said yes. And our first team to Thailand went 1 year ago. And now we were the second team going to Thailand. But Focus Church has been to Thailand 3 times now as part of going there for missions. And Pastor Tony is really the reason why, like, we started going, and Brandon and Rachel Powell, our missionaries of Thailand, we support, who are there. Now, One thing that we learned as we were doing our meetings is we got to learn a lot about Thailand and some of the makeup of it. We learned that Thailand is over 98% Buddhist. And does anyone want to talk about what was something that we did in the meetings as we were gearing up for this trip to Thailand?
We discussed a lot about like what to expect, and like there were these little prayer videos that we watched, and in every meeting there was a specific point of what it told us to pray for that for after that meeting. And then I feel like that just like really opened up my eyes of what to expect of when I got there, and I that definitely really helped and opened up my eyes to that.
Yeah, you had Elizabeth.
I think the other part of these meetings that was really impactful was us getting to know each other as a team. You take 13 people across the world on really long flights and sharing hotel rooms and eating strange food and being in 100 plus degrees weather. You're creating an optimal environment for difficulty. And so creating that strong bond within our team so that we could feel if somebody was struggling, we could notice and really lean into that was an important piece to preparing to go to Thailand for us to be united as one.
Now, just to get a record here, raise your hand if you've been on a missions trip before this trip to Thailand. So three of us and then four of them who are here haven't ever been on a mission trip. Anyone here go out of country for the first time with this trip to Thailand? So three of you. So this is a big deal of going across the world and going to a different country. And I feel like these meetings actually really helped make it know what to expect, that hey, we're going to this country, but we actually have a plan for you each day. Here's what you need to pack exactly. And even if you've never been out of the country, here's how customs work and everything. So it was really cool to get to know each other and get to know about Thailand. And I mean, a big thing they talked about is just Thailand being a Buddhist nation. And one of the things that they said while we were in Thailand is that just to be Buddhist or to be Thai is to be Buddhist. Like, since over 98% of the country is Buddhist, their whole culture is shaped around this. Anyone want to talk about, like, how you saw Buddhism throughout the whole country while we were there?
I mean, everywhere you go, there's, like, these giant statues, some small, some big. These golden, like, Buddhism statues that they worship. Even at McDonald's, like Ronald McDonald was in front of the McDonald's, like doing like the bowing, the poses. It was crazy.
And when we went to the temple, there was a lot of monks around. And to be a monk, you have to be like pure. Like if we saw a monk coming up the stairs, we had to give them priority. And they just had to stay pure. You couldn't touch them or nothing.
Yeah, a part of our trip was going to this Buddhist temple. Anyone want to talk about what was going to this Buddhist temple like?
It just felt really desperate to me. Beautiful architecture, beautiful building, right? All these statues and idols, but there were people there that you could just feel were so desperate for prayers to be answered, for miracles to happen. So many people in Thailand have very little, and there's these huge money boxes in front of these idols that they were giving probably what very little they had to these statues in worship, or they were buying things to give as an offering. It just felt really sad and, again, desperate. We know that Jesus is the answer to that, that you don't need to worship these idols or do any of these acts that they were, they've lived their whole life thinking that was the only way. So it was just a really, really sad, sad feeling.
The one thing I noticed being at the temple was it's very spiritually heavy. The enemy was attacking. I know one time Pastor Art was, she was our translator through the whole trip, but she was praying for us, and I just, like, noticed they have a lot of the bell, like, when you go up to the temple, there's the bells and the gongs, and I noticed that the gongs were, like, going crazy while we were praying in the name of Jesus, and it was just like the enemy was trying to silence our prayers, and it was just very interesting to notice that.
Yeah, I think for myself going to that Buddhist temple, like I didn't know exactly what to expect, but just seeing what the people's religion was like, because it's so Buddhist and everything, one of the things that the people in Thailand believe is that your place in life is what your place in life is your entire life. You can't change it. So if you're in poverty, if you have a bad life, then you are going to be stuck in that your entire life. You can't do anything to change it. If you're rich, if you have a great life, then you're stuck like that the whole time, and you can't change it. And they believe that depending on how good you are in this life carries over to being reincarnated after, and that you'll have a better life if you're good in this life. And because of that, because there's no hope in changing your life, there is not a lot of hope in that country. And just being at the Buddhist temple, I felt, to me, I was like, man, this just feels fake. They had these chants going on the whole time, playing through speakers and people writing down notes and monks working a store and stuff. And it just felt really fake to me. And what we know is that the enemy tries to deceive people with lies and with different religions. And we need to trust in Jesus. One of the things that they talked about is that Brandon Powell, one of our missionaries to Thailand, he said that as we're going to this temple, we might feel the spiritual darkness. But one thing we're not going to do is we're not going to pray against these evil spirits. We're not going to pray against the darkness. Instead, we're going to pray to lift Jesus' name up, that it's not about getting rid of the darkness, but it's about Jesus coming in and spreading his light, because Jesus is greater than anything in the world. Jesus' name is higher than all the spiritual darkness, all this bad stuff going on, and that's one of the things that we got to see in Thailand. Now, there's one place that we went to that you didn't see in the video, and that was this youth prison, and we can't film there because it's a prison, and these boys, they were teenagers that, for whatever reason, they got put in prison, and for a lot of them, there's no hope in their lives because they've already messed up. There's nothing that they can do to change their life, and so a lot of those boys, some of them had been in there for over 2 years and over 3 years, and they're teenagers. So they've been in there a long time and for a good portion of their life. Anyone want to talk about what was the youth prison like?
So during one of the times when actually Jason was sharing his testimony to the Thai prisoners, and so I was just sitting on the side with the rest of the team, and there's teenagers that were obviously fooling around because they're teenagers. But I was just looking around the room, and I could see these boys that were really paying attention. And I was looking into their eyes, and I could just see the pain and the suffering that they've been through, and that what they've been doing their entire life hasn't been working. And just hearing that hope, hearing the love of Jesus is just something new to them and something that they don't get to experience. And I could just really relate to that because I lived a life like that, and thank God I didn't end up in a youth facility or in a prison. But just like being able to see the hope light up in their eyes, hearing Jason's testimony was just awesome.
Now, for myself going to youth prison, I expected a lot of despair and depression and everything. And being in there, we actually got to see that these kids were actually pretty responsive to what the team was talking about. So our team was there, but we were with a team from Pastor Tony's church, the Thai team, and it actually had a lot of teenagers as part of that team. And they were doing ministry, and they actually go to that prison every other week. Pastor Tony does a Bible study with boys there. And one of the things that we did is that we actually got to do a worship song with them, with these worship song in English, it's praise. I don't know if you've heard us do praise in this room before, but we were doing dance motions with it, and we got to do these dance motions with these prisoners. They were even trying to sing the song, too. They don't know English, but they were singing the song in English, the syllables that they knew, and it was so cool. There was just this joy that when we were doing this worship together, as the kids were listening to Pastor Tony and our team talk, is that there's... Because there's no hope in their life, I know that joy that they had in that moment, that joy is only found in the Lord. And just from us going there, from Pastor Tony's team being there, we are getting to show these kids the joy of the Lord. Anyone else want to mention anything about the youth prison? Yeah.
Yeah, so the youth prison was a highlight for me. Like Noah was saying, that's where I was able to share my testimony. Prior to sharing my testimony, I was practicing with Pastor R, which is our translator. And, you know, I was having a really hard time getting through my story, you know, with the whole tattoo thing. You know, in Thailand, they really looked up to me and always asked about my tattoos, right? It was like the topic of conversation. But, you know, had I not gone through what I had to go through in my life to get all the tattoos, I think it helped with my testimony. And, you know, even though I was stumbling through it and, you know, trying to make a point, but not make a point, Pastor Art, since she had heard my full story and how I struggled to get through it, I know she was able to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to get, you know, to translate it to actually touch their lives, even though I was making mistakes.
Yeah, so one of the main things we went to Thailand to do was to be part of their English camp that Pastor Tony puts on. And some kids got to hear about Jesus for the first time there. Anyone want to talk about what do we do as part of the English camp in Thailand?
At the English camp, we played lots of games with the kids, got to know them. We got to teach them about like American culture, which part of that was also Christianity as a whole, which some of them had never heard of it before. So, I mean, it was really interesting to see.
Yeah, so one of the things that I got to do at the English camp was share my testimony there too. And it was just really eye-opening because I actually had one of the Thai teenagers come up to me after. I haven't told this to anyone, by the way. I had one of the Thai teenagers come up to me, and it was after camp, and we were just playing games and hanging out. And it was a guy. I actually forgot his name, kind of sad about that. But he came up to me, and he told me his story, and it was actually really similar to mine. And that he'd come from a really broken home, and his father was out of his picture, and that he could just really relate, and he could see, because of the way that I was there at the camp, having fun with them, playing games with them, that he could just see that the love of Jesus is real, and that Jesus is real, and that he believes that he can really change his life. So that was really awesome for him.
That's awesome. I mean, what Cole and Noah are talking about is, this whole thing. Caleb, sorry. I'm sorry, Caleb. I know you're Caleb, but they're brothers. So they were both on the trip with us. But Caleb and Noah, this whole idea of acting out your faith as you're going from place to place. Now, as we're in Thailand, Pastor Tony talked to us about, he said that, hey, they're here for English camp. These kids are here for English camp, or they're in the youth prison. But because there's this American team coming, they want to be part of the camp, want to be part of the program. And that opens the door for their team in Thailand to have conversations with the kids, get to know them more. And they're willing and open to hearing about Christianity. And that's how a lot of them hear about Jesus for the first time. And Pastor Tony said that because that they get to know us through this, they get to know the Thailand team, they get to know God. Because our lives show God's love, and we want to be doing that in Thailand, and we also want to be doing that at home too. Now, as part of the English camp, Pastor Tony gave an estimate that he thinks about 15 kids gave their hearts to Jesus at the English camp. It's just so awesome to see. Making a decision to follow Jesus is a really big deal in Thailand. I mean, because their whole culture is centered around Buddhism, even when someone makes a decision to follow Jesus, then they go back home and they already have all these Buddhist traditions that they do in their families, especially for these kids. I mean, to say yes to Jesus is saying no to your culture, to your family's religion, to saying no to your traditions. It's a huge deal. And one of the big things that we were differentiating was that Buddhism was a religion for these Thai people. But when we get to know Jesus, that's when we actually get to have a relationship. Because it's not just about religious tradition. It's actually about knowing God and knowing Him. And when we do that and we actually know Jesus, when we have a relationship with Him, then it's much easier to live that out in our lives. Now, a lot of us most of us have never been to Thailand before. Elizabeth, you have been to Thailand before, so you did. But we want to know, what's the difference between Thailand and America? What's some of the differences?
Food. So actually, I found this out at the after party on Sunday. They don't actually eat the bugs.
explain, no.
So me and Cole, Caleb's brother, our mission was to try the bugs there. That was our first goal. And so once we got to the night market, me and Cole were really excited to find the bugs. So we found the jumping shrimp. We found the worms. Actually, one of them jumped in my mouth. Yeah. And we found the crickets. So we tried all those things. And they actually weren't that bad.
They were bad. they were not good.
No, I mean, the crickets were good. The shrimp was jumpy. And so then we had gone to the after party on Sunday after church, and me and Cole were really excited to tell the teenagers, look, we tried your food. We tried the bugs. And they're like, what do you mean? We don't eat those. And one of them was like, I'm allergic to bugs, so I can't eat them.
I would say that people in Thailand are a lot nicer than people over here. No offense. They're just very respectful and they're very welcoming, and they made us like feel like we were Thai. I don't know.
Yeah, they're very big about their honor there in Thailand, honoring people that come and their elders, and just honoring each other. And it's a good part of their culture. Now, did any part of this trip make you appreciate something that you have in America compared to Thailand?
Definitely the traffic. The traffic over there, it was insane. There was scooters weaving in and out of traffic, and we were thankful that we had drivers there that were guiding us through that, because I definitely could not have drove in Thailand. But yeah, just very thankful for that.
Did anyone get to do something that you thought you would never do in your life as part of this trip to Thailand?
I definitely didn't think I was ever going to ride an elephant.
I mean, that was a lot of fun, riding the elephants. It's part of the trip. And part of this, the whole mission trip, is that, hey, we're getting to go be part of what they're doing in Thailand, but we also get to experience Thai culture and get to be a little bit of tourists and part of our trip. But as we were talking about this this trip going on it, one of the things that we prayed for is that, hey, God, will you help change us? And one thing that we know that, we were a team of 13 from America going to Thailand, a country of millions. And there's not a lot that 13 people can do to impact a country of millions. But what we can do is we know that God could work through us, what Pastor Tony is talking about. Like, because an American team came, people are able to open themselves up to hearing about God. And these Thai people are willing to hear about Christianity from it. And that's why they're able to get connected to the Thai team. But we also were praying, hey, God, change us. What are you going to do in our lives? So I want to hear, did anyone meet somebody in Thailand that made an impact on your life?
Yeah, I'll share. It goes a little bit into our last year's trip combined with this year. So last year, We had the opportunity to meet a young girl named Plang, and Suzanne here from Focus went with us last year, and Suzanne really got to know Plang really well and took the time to pray with her and share her Bible with her last year and really planted that seed of Jesus. And throughout this last year, Plang was water baptized and has really been chasing after God because of that seed that Suzanne planted. And so it was so beautiful to see this year, a year later, where Plang was at camp and she was on Pastor Tony's staff and helping. And not only was she still living for God, but she was inviting her friends. And she was increasing that, you know, kingdom for Jesus there in Thailand because of the seeds that were planted from our trip last year. And so it does, like, we can't change the whole country, but we can plant the seeds, and you never know where that's going to go or how many people that's going to impact. So that was really a beautiful thing to see come full circle.
Anyone else meet somebody in Thailand that had an impact in your life?
On the first day of English camp, the first two people I met actually were these two boys, San and Juan, and they were very welcoming. They were very engaging. One of them, San, he didn't really speak very good English at all, but he was very, like, he got to know me very well. He had me get to know him very well. At the after party on after camp, they brought me gifts, like the hat I was wearing in the video was a gift from them, and it was amazing. They were super nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. We got to see these kids, quite a good portion of kids that came to the English camp actually came back. Pastor Tony invited them to come to his church a few days later, and we got to be with them at this after party and got to just play games with them. Some of us are playing chess with them, or Uno, or I don't know, heads up and stuff, ping pong. It was a lot of fun because we got to see the kids one last time and say goodbye to them. But these kids are coming to the church, some of them for the first time. And because we got to know them, they got to be at the church as well. And the whole idea of Pastor Tony, for me, meeting Pastor Tony was a big deal because he had a lot of vision and just ideas about where he wants his church to go and what he wants to do in Thailand. And one of the things that Pastor Tony lives out is something that Pastor Ryan talks a lot about here, is that we want to listen for God's voice, obey what he tells us to do, and we want to shorten the distance in between. And Pastor Tony's a guy who really lived that out. And through the Next Gen Center, this is something that God told Pastor Tony to do, and he just did it. And these kids that were coming to this Next Gen Center to learn English and stuff through the English camp, they started making decisions to follow Jesus. And then Pastor Tony realized they're making decisions to follow Jesus, but they don't have a church to go to. And then God was like, hey, Pastor Tony, you need to start church. And Pastor Tony's like, okay. And he just starts the church. It's like he didn't wait for something or somebody else to tell him what to do. He just went out and did what God told him to do. And that's something we all want to live out in our lives, that, hey, if God tells us to do something, we've got to listen and obey him. And we want to shorten that distance. We want to listen to him right away. And I know that God spoke and changed a lot of the lives there in Thailand, but God was also speaking to us and changing our lives as we went on this trip to Thailand. So I just wanted to hear from you guys. What is something that you were scared of going into the trip, and then what happened of that fear?
So I had been last year, so I wasn't as afraid to go on my own. I'm pretty independent and willing to take risks for myself. But this year I was going back and taking two of my kids with me. And so going as a mom rather than going kind of alone as an adult with a team felt very different. And so I was nervous about what that might look like for my kids, what I might have to do differently. All undue anxiety to confirm. They had a great time. It was amazing. But seeing Thailand through my children this time was a really powerful experience, and something I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to do for myself, but also to experience with them. So definitely not something that I should have been concerned about, but was really happy to see how nicely it worked out.
I was having severe anxiety about working with teenagers in general. My experience in United States hasn't been great working with that age group. And I'm also one of those types of people that don't show my emotions a lot. But if you look at this video and any pictures of the camp that we were at, and my face is lit up, like I am smiling the whole time. I've let loose. And it was so fun. You know, the anxiety and just everything just went away for that. That was great.
I do want to hear from someone. How did God change you on this trip?
A lot of the time in my life, I've, through the things I do, whether it's volunteering at church or just helping someone out, a lot of times in my life, I've sought self-validation or approval from other people. And one thing that God really made clear to me, like, and also like going to this mission trip, I felt like I was like seeking for something, but it wasn't there quite yet. I don't feel like it was God at first. It was more of something like I'm doing something for someone. And so, but then God really showed me on this trip that I can't find it in anything else on earth but him, because he's not on this earth.
That's awesome.
God really gave me a heart for missions trips. It was really fun to go, and this is my first missions trip. And I think it was my junior year at youth convention or youth camp. And I had a feeling that God called me to be a missionary. And then I just like, oh, it was just a feeling. Like, they were just talking about missionaries, so I'm like, that was just a feeling. But then now on this trip, I feel like God is leading me back on the path I was meant to go.
It's awesome. And sometimes God uses the things that the places we go and the events we attend, like getting out of our comfort zone, uses that to speak to us and just reveal things to us that otherwise we wouldn't be paying attention to if we're just staying in our comfort zone. God wants us to get out of our comfort zone or to share his word and share his love to people around us. And just I want to hear from one or two people of like, what was the most impactful moment for you on this trip?
For me, it had to be when we went to the new land, or the land where the Full Heart Church is going to be built. Pastor Tony was explaining like what was going to be there. Like, he showed us where the church would be, and he was talking about like dorm rooms for like college students, because the church is going to be built right across the street from a university that has like 40,000 students attending. And so I could just like see that it was God's vision that Pastor Tony was describing, like God is working in Thailand, and it was very like valid. Yeah.
Just to add on to that, there was actually a family, one of the kids' names was Liam. He was the drummer, and he plays guitar. He was very musically talented. But his family actually owns that land, and they were giving that land to the church, which is just an amazing thing. The faith in that, it was just like eye opening, and it like warmed my heart that they're having so much faith just to give up their land for the kingdom of God.
I know for myself, we got to attend a church service at Pastor Tony's church, and that's their location now, and they're planning on opening a new, their real location and building a building on that land. It's 17 acres that that family has in the church. And at that church service, we sung some songs in English, we sung some songs in Thai, but we were singing songs that some of us already knew, and it was so cool to hear at the same time English songs of worship to God and Thai songs of worship to God. At the same time, you have, no matter what your language was, you could worship God in that moment. It was just so impactful. You could feel the Holy Spirit just working in that place and what God was doing there. And most of that church only started a little over a year ago. And so all the believers there are new believers, and they're really going after God. They're seeking after his presence. And that's something I was reminded of, that that's something we've got to do, is that when we hear about what God wants to do, what God's doing in another country, is that we got to listen
to what's happening, and we got to choose to do something about it. You see, there's people here in Dane County, just like there's people in Thailand, that don't know Jesus, and they need him. They need Jesus. And wherever we go, whether it's work or school or maybe even the grocery store, wherever you are, we can bring Jesus into that place. We can show people God's love, and we can lift him up. And it's that whole idea of how do we show God's love, and it's through our actions. Just like Pastor Tony was talking about, just because they would know us, they would know God. And that's something that we can live out here in America too. See, I know that we're all called to pray, that all of us are supposed to talk to God and pray for the people around the world that are believing in Jesus. And we can pray for the people in here who don't know Jesus. We also pray for the people in Thailand. And when it comes to the mission, we're also called to give. You see, God instructs all of us to tithe and give our first and our best, or 10% to him. But we know that grateful people give generously. And so if we're grateful for what God has already done for us, we can show him through giving to missions. We can go above and beyond what we already give and help God's kingdom to grow around the world. And when we give, we get to be part of that story. Now, not everyone can go, but if you get the opportunity to go, you definitely should. And I have one last question for everyone. What is, if someone was thinking about going on a missions trip, or they were listening to you talking, what would, and they feel like they should go to another country, what would you say to them?
Go. Don't wait. Just go. Because if God's calling you, you got to go. And he's not going to leave you hanging, because I have personal experience with that. Because this mission trip, it costs quite a bit of money, and I just don't have that type of money laying around. But God really came through for me, and if God's calling you to do something, he's not going to leave you on the side. He's going to come through, and he will carry you through it.
It's really good. Now, Pastor Tony and the team in Thailand, and Brandon and Rachel are missionaries to Thailand, their family, they're all doing an incredible work, and we get to be part of it. Pastor Tony already invited us to be part of next year's English camp, and we'll see what happens with that. And we know that the missionaries, Brandon and Rachel, they're going to be coming back this summer. And they're going to be in the States for this summer. And they're actually planning on visiting Focus Church one of the weekends. And we'll get to hear from them then. And Pastor Tony even talked about maybe he'll come to the United States this fall. And so it was really cool hearing what it is. But we saw lives changed in Thailand, and including our own lives. Our lives were impacted by our time in Thailand. And so now the question is, what will we do about the mission? See, it's written on our door that we're supposed to love God, love people, do something. And the whole spiritual warfare is real, that Satan is trying to deceive people. And there's this battle for souls that we need people to know Jesus, so they can be in heaven with us. And even though Satan, the enemy, is real, we know that Jesus is greater. And because we know Jesus, we can help other people who know Jesus too. So what will you do about the mission? We're going to end our time today praying together. We want to pray for Pastor Tony and the Thai church, Brandon and Rachel, the pals, the missionaries to Thailand. And we also want to pray for the students that said yes to Jesus, because they're going to have spiritual attacks against them, and they're going back to families that have a whole religion that's just not open to accepting Jesus. And we want to pray for them, and we also want to pray for what's the next steps for us. Maybe there's something that God's telling you to do. So let's go ahead, let's close our eyes, let's bow our heads, and let's talk to God in this moment. Dear God, I thank you that today we got to hear about your mission that you're doing in Thailand. That, God, we thank you that we have these missionaries to Thailand, Brandon and Rachel Powell, and we thank you for their family, that their whole family's there in that country, and that they're listening to you, and They're doing your work there. And God, we just pray that you protect their family and that you help them to tell people in Thailand about you. And God, we also pray for Pastor Tony and his church and the Thai team that is there who are making an impact, making a difference. And as they listen to you, God, we want to pray for them. We want to pray that you continue to work in their hearts, continue to work in their minds. God, protect them so that when hard things happen, when there are spiritual attacks on them, that God, you are greater than it. You, we will live, have your name lifted up in Thailand. God, we know that that country is over 98% Buddhist, but we know that you're going to change, that your kingdom is going to build there. And God, we want your name to be known across Thailand. And right now, Lord, we know that the people there are loving you, loving people, and they're doing something about it. And we want to do that too, God. We want to love you, and we want to love the people around us. We want to do something. We want to enact our faith. God, help us to show the people around us that we love you. That's not just about telling them about you. It is about that, but on top of that, Lord, we want our lives to show your love. We want your name to be known in Dane County, and we want your name to be known around the world. God, help these people to know you. And God, lastly, we pray for those students that said yes to you, Lord. God, we pray that you protect their hearts and help them to continue to go after you. And God, we want to see your name lifted up. And so right now, Lord, even though the enemy is real, even though the spiritual darkness, these things are real, we know that your name is greater. Your name is higher. We love you, Jesus. We lift up your name in Thailand, and here in America, we thank you that we get to know you and we get to have a relationship with you. Now everybody's eyes are closed and heads are bowed. Maybe you're listening to us talking up here and you realize that you don't have a relationship with Jesus yet. That maybe your life is like some of the people in Thailand, that you just don't feel like there's any hope. That you want to give up. Thing is, Jesus is there for you. He wants to know you. He wants to have a relationship with you. You see, even though we mess up and we sin, Jesus already paid the price for us on the cross. And so we get to have a relationship with God. We get to be part of his family. And when we make a decision to follow Jesus, we get to spend eternity with him in heaven. So in just a few moments, I want to invite the entire Focus Church family to pray with us. And what we're going to do is we're going to say a prayer in bite-sized pieces that we're sorry for our sins. We're going to ask Jesus to be in charge of our lives. I invite everyone to pray with me because that's just what we do here at Focus Church. We're about helping people find God's place in their lives. So right now, I need everybody to repeat after me. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Please forgive me. I believe you love me so much. You sent your son, Jesus, to pay the price for me. I want to follow you with you in charge of my life today, tomorrow, and every day. Give me hope, bring freedom to my life, and bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.